Mr. Wallace, this 19-6 one-cylinder Cadillac, it's a beautiful little car. I wonder if you could tell us a few things about it.
This particular engine was being a 19-6, has several things that are a little different than modern cars. There is no carburetor on it and no throttle. We have a mixing chamber and a adjustable throttle shaft which opens the intake valve more for more speed and power rather than a throttle valve as a modern car. It has a make and break spark like many of the old timers with a vibrating coil. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, it has a mechanical intake and mechanical exhaust valve. It's about the same with a planetary transmission and chain drive.
Now, I believe you said this has two speeds.
Two speeds, planetary. Forward. Two forward and one reverse. Mm-hmm.
What would be the top speed of this car, for example?
Level? It will go 30 miles an hour on the level. I don't like to drive it that fast. Mm-hmm. About 25, 26 some miles an hour is fast enough.
Maybe.
Vibrates pretty badly, 30 miles an hour.
How many miles a gallon, roughly?
About 20.
About 20?
We averaged 20 through Canada last year.
What kind of a car is it, John?
It's a 1907 auto car, made by the auto car company who make the present-day auto car trucks. They're one of the oldest motor manufacturers in the country. I believe their first car was made in 1896 or 7. It was an experimental tricycle. Then they went into a two-cylinder automobile and made a two-cylinder automobile up through 1911. They made a two-cylinder truck through 1929.
How fast will it go?
This particular car will go about 38 miles an hour on a favorable day, top down, so forth. It will cruise very nicely at 30 if you want to go along. The engine is two-cylinder opposed. It's 4x4, rated at between 10 and 12 horsepower. It has a vapor oiling system. It isn't splash or it isn't a pump. It just, what drops down by gravity and suction from an overhead oil tank, drops onto the crankshaft and gets thrown into a vapor and lubricates itself. Incidentally, a gentleman we talked to owned one of these in 1906 or 7. He wasn't sure which. And I talked with him when we were restoring this car and asked him if there were anything about the car that we should know in the line of trouble. He didn't think of too many troubles, but he pointed out to me, he said, they have a wonderful oiling system, although it's goofy as the devil.
Shall we see it run?
Well, we can try to make it run.
These what look like bicycle grips on the steering wheel is actually a gas and a spark. By twisting these, he advances or retards the spark and gives it more or less gas. This is very convenient. I give it a little shot of gas, a little priming there. Yep.
Almost. What is the name of this car?
This is a 1916 Stutz. I'm now pumping up the gas tank to put air pressure on it to force the gas to the carburetor. This usually takes about 2 pounds. Then we turn on the magneto.
Thank you.
Well, we're standing by a beautiful, legendary Stanley steamer here. Owner is Mr. Frank Gardner. Frank, could you tell us a little bit about the Stanley, historically and otherwise?
Stanley steamers were first made in production in about 1902. The earliest one, actually, was before that, before the turn of the century. But in real production, about 1902, and were made successfully through 1925.
What was the speed of a production steamer?
Well, of course, they were very successful in their racing days. In 1906, a Stanley steamer set the world speed record, establishing a speed of 120 miles an hour at Ormond Beach, Florida, driven by Fred Marriott. Stock Stanleys were fast, not as fast as the racers, but very fast for their day. And for a 1912 car, which this one is, it's very fast even today.
Was that 120 miles the highest speed ever attained by such a car?
Well, no. The following year, in 1907, in the same place, the same man attempted to better his previous record. But before it was officially recorded, he was making a test run, and he actually reached 197 miles an hour. At that point, the car was a flat-bottom car, and they hit a wave in the beach, and the car became airborne, spun end over end in the air, and threw the driver out, the same Fred Marriott I mentioned, threw him out into the surf, and the boiler rolled about a mile up the beach, and the car was demolished, and Fred was nearly demolished, but he survived. However, it wasn't recorded officially, and so even though he attained that speed, it was not officially recorded.
It really carried away.
Well, let's take a little ride.
All right. We have a full boiler full of steam, so we open this throttle right here on the under the steering wheel, and we open what we call a drip valve, which is a valve beside the car, which opens the valve in the steam chest to let out the water. We open the throttle, as I'm going to do right now, and you'll hear steam escape from the engine. Now we assume that the water has been blown out of the engine, so we can close this valve, and the next time we open the throttle, the car will silently steal away, as they say. Now if you hear a hissing noise, why, perhaps that's the burner that is already lit. Perhaps you heard a little low whistle. Burners give a low, moanful whistle when they're cold. And it'll soon warm up and there will be no more whistle. Lever to the back position, which is the forward. We open the throttle and start away.
I didn't even notice when we started.
Pump noise you hear are the water pumps pumping water to the boiler. Stop and let these cars go by. Pump a little more fuel here. Now, perhaps you've heard about how rapidly Stanley's accelerates. We'll come to a full stop and then we'll start up and we will mention the speed at which we're traveling and the time it takes to attain those speeds, and you'll see what we mean. All right, we're now at a full stop and we're opening the throttle.
10 miles, 15, 20, and this is uphill, 25,
and that length of time. 30 miles an hour.
Yep. Uphill, too.
Up. We'd have gone faster then, of course, if that modern car hadn't been in our way.
Slow folks.
Nobody home.